It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
The most powerful thing a woman can do in a relationship is be quiet.
Ooh.
As a dude, you know you're okay if you're in an argument and she's yelling at you.
Uh-huh.
Or if you're sitting down and having a serious conversation. As long as she's throwing words in your direction, you're like, all right, I'm good. We can get through this. We can weather this storm. Yeah. But as soon as she goes dark and doesn't say anything, you're like, man, I messed up.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you are so spot on with that too right
That's
now.
Why Ty needs to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today, because he's getting the cold shoulder from his girlfriend and he doesn't know why. What's up, Ty?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Better than you, I think.
Yeah, probably so.
Automatically, I never understand the you don't know why part. You really don't know why your girlfriend isn't talking to you.
I have no idea. It's baffling. I don't know what's going on.
And how long have you guys been together?
We've been together 2 years, and it's been great the whole time, pretty much, you know?
Wow, 2 years.
Yeah.
And when I saw your email and you said that she stopped talking to you, I figured it was like an early relationship.
A few months.
2 years is a long time to just stop talking to somebody and not know why.
Yeah, right.
How long has she not been talking to you?
A week.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, a week of nothing. Literally nothing.
That's the doghouse.
Has this ever happened before?
No, never.
Okay, because I had a girlfriend that used to stop talking to me all the time for days on end, and I would never know why. And then after a certain point, I was like, all right, she's doing it again. I'll just go play golf.
Jubal's like, that's actually kind of nice.
Yeah,
like, how can I make that happen more often?
If it's not a common thing, you know you did something really wrong then.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah, I'm wondering at this point, like, did she meet somebody? I don't even know.
And so what's your guys' situation? Are you living together? You're living apart?
No, we don't live together, but we hang out a lot. Like, she's over my house all the time. I'm over at her house. I mean, we spend probably like 3-4 nights a week with each other. So we see each other a lot.
Cool. Uh-huh. So let's see if we can piece it together then. What happened leading up to the point where she stopped talking to you?
I think really, like, she was over at my house and, you know, I didn't notice anything was wrong. Like, it wasn't like I said something or did something or she found my giant stash of porn or anything where she was, you know. And like literally the next day, I text her just in the morning, like, hey, what's going on? And she texted me back and she said, I can't even talk to you right now. So I tried to call her. She didn't answer. And that's the last I've heard from her.
Wait, what? So there, no. When she was at your house, there was no fight? There was no argument?
No, there was nothing.
Weird. Wow, so you don't even know if you have a girlfriend anymore right now.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, maybe she met some guy who like swept her off her feet. I don't know. I tried to talk to her friends to be like, hey, you know, what's going on or whatever. Her friends won't even talk to me. Like, they're not even responding.
Whoa.
What did you do? You did something. What did you do?
I've been, like, racking my brain, like, trying to figure out, literally, the only thing that I can think of, and this isn't even that big of a deal, we were talking about one of her friends, right? It's, like, her best friend, and she's single. And I was like, why is she single? She's really cute, blah, 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 you know? And it wasn't even like a big thing. Like, I'm not trying to pick her up or anything. I was just asking, like, why is she single? She's cute, you know?
Like, your friend Brittany's single. What's up with that? Because I'll tell you what, if we weren't together, I'd be all over that, like, white on rice or me on Brittany.
Yeah. I didn't even say it like that. Okay. It was like completely harmless. That's the only thing I can think of.
Is she a person with jealousy issues?
She hasn't been.
Okay.
She's been hiding it really well if she is.
For 2 whole years.
I can't imagine that being it.
Weird.
I don't know.
Did she get a new haircut and you didn't notice?
Not that I noticed.
Yeah, that'd be pretty extreme to stop talking to you for a week when she's never done it before.
Yeah, and like my only thought is maybe that you guys can get her on the phone and I can try to talk to her and see what's going on, because I have no idea.
Okay, pre-text, what was the last thing she said to you?
Oh my God, I don't remember. I mean, good night. I don't know. I mean, I don't have a great memory with that sort of thing, but like it wasn't anything like I would have known if something was off.
Yeah.
Have you thought about just sending her texts apologizing for different things, seeing if eventually you hit the right one?
Well, I even went over to her house. Her car was in the driveway, knocked on the door, and she wouldn't even answer the door.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like that.
You swear she's normally a rational person.
She's super rational, which is why it makes this all the more weird. And I'm starting to, like, freak out because this has never happened before, and this is, like, so out of character for her.
And you haven't, like, slept with her mom or something, right?
Should I not have done that?
Yeah,
that'd be a It'd be a bad thing to do in a relationship.
No, I'm a good guy. I haven't cheated or anything. Like I'm a nice guy.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
If you're just joining us for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Ty is on the phone, and today he has an issue with his girlfriend, Shanna. A big issue. Mm-hmm. They've been dating for over 2 years, and she suddenly stopped talking to him.
Yikes.
And he has no idea why. He even went over to her house to try to have a conversation, wouldn't talk to him there. So he's going to try to call her today in an Awkward Tuesday phone call and see if he can actually get her to answer the phone by using our phone number and maybe get an answer as to why she won't talk to him. Hey, Ty?
Yes.
I think I have an answer for you. Not an answer on why she won't talk to you, but how we should handle this, okay?
All right.
I think you don't have to say a word at all.
What?
Well, he's going to have to talk a little bit.
No, I don't think he has to say anything. Ty, as soon as she answers the phone, I'm just going to play this.
You're as cold as ice.
No.
You're willing to sacrifice our love.
I think that's it. I think the rest will take care of itself. We just play this song for her so she knows how cold she is for not talking to you.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea.
I would also stay away from terms like calm down or you're being ridiculous. Those are only going to fire her up more.
Yeah, those are trigger words.
Yeah.
One that's always worked for me is you shake your head and you just like, oh my God, you're so crazy.
No.
And then you look up and realize what you just said and you're like,
don't do that.
Oops. So
has that actually worked?
No, it's never worked, but I personally would like to hear you do that just to see how it goes.
Okay.
You need to be understanding and take a deep breath yourself when you're listening to her.
Oh, I'm willing to listen for sure. I just really want to know what I did wrong and why she isn't talking to me.
Okay, I think everybody wants to know now.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I'm going to dial her phone number and let you do your thing, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
I told you I didn't want to talk.
What's going on? You won't return my texts. I tried to stop by your house. Like, you're not even giving me the time of day. You're literally not responding to anything that I say, and I'm just trying to talk to you. So, you know, I don't know what I did, but I want to try to make things right and talk about it so we can, you know, get back on good terms and I can figure out what I did wrong. Like, I'm willing to work on things, but I have to know what I did or I can't work on it. Hello, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can we talk, please?
Yeah, go ahead. Talk.
Well, I want to know why you're not speaking to me. Like, I have nothing to go on. I don't know what I did. I'm wondering if you met somebody or something. Like, I have no idea what's going on.
That I met somebody? That's ridiculous.
Well, at this point, after a week, and you're not talking to me, and you literally won't respond to me, my mind is going kind of crazy right now. Like, I want us to be okay. Like, I want to fix it. I just want to know, like, what the hell's going on.
I highly doubt that you actually care.
How can you say that? Like,
you say that, and then you don't. You say you care, but actions speak louder than words.
Well, what are you talking? Like, what did I do? Like, can we at least start there? Like, what I did wrong? Like, can we talk about that? Because right now I have nothing to go on. Is it because I called your friend hot? I didn't mean she was hot. We were talking about how she's single, and I just meant that she's like, I was surprised at that. I was like trying to give her a compliment. So I didn't even mean it like that. I was just surprised. Like, I didn't mean for like me or anything. Like, I'd want to know.
No, that's not the reason why.
Well,
you're just so clueless.
Well, then clue me in.
Maybe you need to open up your ears and pay attention to me more.
Well, I will work on that. I will work on that. Like I said, I'm not perfect, you know. I know sometimes I like space out, but I'll work on that.
You still have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I have no idea.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you. But are you actually going to listen?
Of course.
Are you sure you're not playing Candy Crush right now on your phone?
Yes, I'm sure. Is that the problem, that I play Candy Crush too much?
Do you remember when we were at your house?
Yeah.
And we were sitting on the couch?
Yes.
And I was talking to you?
Yes, I remember that.
Do you remember what we were talking about?
I know that we were talking about what we were going to do for dinner.
No, after that.
We talked about something other than dinner?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay.
We talked about something that will deeply affect our relationship. And you weren't even paying attention at all. You didn't give a what I had to say.
Well, I do care. And it's not that I didn't give a but...
I can't believe you don't even know what I said at all.
Well, what did you say?
We were sitting there, and I was looking straight at you, talking to you, having a conversation, while you were staring at your phone, playing Candy Crush or whatever stupid thing you were on. And I told you that I was a month late, and I'm pregnant.
What?
And you replied with, oh, cool, awesome. And I asked if you heard me, and you replied with, yeah, sure, whatever you want to do. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh, shit. Awkward.
Wow.
What?
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
It just got real.
What is that noise?
Oh, hey, Shanna, what's up? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm freaking out.
Who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
What is this?
I mean that Ty... listens to our show, and he sent us an email saying that he was confused why you weren't talking to him, so he asked if he could use our phone line to see if you would pick up so that he could talk to you about it. We told him he could as long as he had the conversation on the air with us.
Ty, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Are you actually being serious right now? Like, you're for real pregnant?
Yeah. I'm really pregnant, and I tried to tell you that a week ago, but you're too busy playing your stupid game.
Well, obviously, I didn't hear, or we would have, like, discussed it more, because...
I would hope so. I would hope, Ty, that your answer wasn't like, oh, cool, yeah, that's awesome. Hey, yeah, whatever you want to do with that kid thing, that's fine.
Ty! Ty, apologize! Oh, my gosh!
Obviously, I'm sorry. Like, I feel like an idiot. Like, obviously, I'm sorry. Like, I'm a moron. I don't know how else to say it. Like, I'm a complete idiot, and, you know, I don't even know what to say or where to begin. I'm still processing everything right now, but I mean, Jesus, I said whatever you want to do. Like, no wonder you're pissed off at me. Like, I just am, oh, my God. I mean, I would be pissed at me, too.
Well, I'm glad you agree.
At least you guys are on the same page somewhere. It's a good start.
And you're talking.
Yeah. I mean.
Do you understand why I didn't want to talk to you?
Yeah, I understand why you didn't want to talk to me. And I you know, I just feel, I don't know, I just feel terrible. I feel like a complete jackass.
I feel so bad for you, Shanna. What reaction did you expect from him?
I don't know, but I was... definitely expecting more than, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pregnant. Yeah, that's cool. All right. Hey, you want to watch this Netflix special or?
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, so what's for dinner? Like...
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't want to have a baby with a guy who acts like that, obviously. So then I didn't know how he was going to actually act because it's insane.
I feel terrible. Like, I feel terrible that you've been, you know, by yourself with this news for a week, you know?
What are you talking about, Ty? You heard about it.
Remember,
you guys had a whole conversation. It was like, yeah, sweet. All right, whatever.
You know, I can tell you and say all these words, but I think the what's going to speak more is what I actually do from here on out, mm-hmm. not what I say. So I'm willing to show you and not tell you.
Oh my God. I know you feel bad about missing the whole biggest news of your life thing, but how do you feel now knowing you're going to be a dad?
Yeah.
God, I am excited, but it's not news that you can just, you know.
Yeah, it's only news that you can really take if you're like doing something else, like playing a game.
right.
on your phone, then you can kind of handle it, you know?
Yeah.
No. All right, babe. Well, I guess we can actually talk about this now.
Yeah. Hey. I'm just going to tell them that I need to leave work, and I'm going to come over now. We'll talk about it for sure.
Okay, good.
Seems like you'll be talking about it for probably 18 or so years.
No, it's all life. It's your whole life. It's not just 18 yeah. years. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you get rid of them at 18.
No.
That's when I stopped talking to my parents. Yeah.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
A lot of texts in today about the awkward Tuesday phone call. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Text in at 78592 that says, I understand this guy's dilemma. Once you get to a certain level of Candy Crush, I wouldn't even notice a bullet to the head. So I get it. Another one that says, can you replay that, please? I was busy playing Pokemon Go and I missed her reaction. If you missed today's awkward Tuesday phone call, this dude named Ty wanted to call his girlfriend Shanna. She hadn't been talking to him for over a week. They've been together for like a year and she just stopped talking to him.
Like 2 years even.
Yeah, it was a long time.
Yeah.
Just stopped.
That is
and he had no
scary.
Idea why, so he reached out to us to see if maybe we could get her on the phone because she wasn't answering any of his phone calls. So he figured, why not call the radio station since they have a different number? Yep. Maybe she'll answer that, and then I can talk to her. Mm-hmm. So he talked to her and found out the reason that she was angry at him was she was telling him something very important, and he wasn't paying attention because he was on his phone, like I guess he always is.
Yeah.
She told him that she's pregnant.
Yeah,
and
like
his response, because he was playing games on his phone, was just, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then I guess she said it again, and he was like, yeah, whatever you want to do, that's fine.
Sure.
Because he thought they were still talking about dinner plans,
yeah.
which they were discussing earlier until he got on his phone.
I will say, if it makes her feel better, I don't think that there's ever a man's reaction to that news that is going to live up to what you want. Like,
yeah.
my husband and I were trying when we got pregnant, and I told him I'm pregnant, and his response was, how do you know?
Don't worry.
Well,
I know.
I guessed. There's ways that you can figure that out.
There's 6 pee tests in the bathroom. Is that's what you're curious about at this point?
So a lot of people are texting at 78592 that they're crying too, that the awkward Tuesday phone call made them cry.
Sweet.
It is pretty sweet.
Dude, it's
kind
huge.
Of.
Oh my god. But they don't, I mean, I think it's awesome.
I mean, good for them. He
yeah.
sounded still in shock.
Of course he is. Like, she's still in shock. You know, I feel like you're in shock until, like, the baby's a year old. That doesn't go away.
So this proves just put your phone down when you're having important conversations.
Yeah, you might be a dad.
Yeah. You might want to listen to what somebody's saying to you. Remember, if you want to do an awkward Tuesday phone call, just email the show. We'll give you some advice on your situation as long as you make a very awkward phone call in exchange.
Moving 92.5.